Okay, today's daf is Makas Daf Chafez. Today's shir is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Asher Ruvain Ben Zev Halevi, whose first yard site is today. Asher Ruvain Ben Zev Halevi. We thank the family for the sponsorship. Okay, we are on Chaf Beis. Daf Chaf Beis, we are on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, towards the bottom. We are continuing here in Eluin Haloka, the last three daf here in Meseches Mako. So we continue discussing the unusual case that the Mishnah discussed, where the Mishnah said that one could do one action and be chayav eight averis, eight lavin for the one action. If one plows and uses a shor and chamor, one violates kilaya behema, vehe mukdashin, they're hektish, and kilayim bekarim, and shvius, and yantif, and a kohen and nazir, beveis hatuma, right, all the different averis involved. So we are towards the bottom now, about fourth to last skinny line. Amar le ula l'Rav Nachman, v'loka nami mishum zorea beyantif. But another one, if we just said that just putting dirt over a seed is considered zoreya in the previous verse, we just said that, so why don't we say, so when you plow, you're putting the dirt over the seed, so you should be chayav another malacha, mishum zoreya, no, not just charisha, but also zoreya biyantif. Amalei tana v'shir, okay, it left one out, you're right, not all of them are there. Amalei tana tani shvot avatabar tana v'shir, you could say tana v'shir if you just list a few, but here it said there are eight. You can't say there are eight and then say one was left out. If it wanted to say one more, then it would have said one more. If it did not mean a number bedafka, then it wouldn't have said the number. So the Gemara is going to give a different answer. We've quoted in the past the machlokas between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch, interesting about Zorea on Shabbos. Right? We're talking about Zorea on Yontif here. Zorea on Shabbos is not Malkus, but the machlokas being if when is the Malacha really violated. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, and the Rishash there on Daf Ayin Gimel in Masecha Shabbos, if somebody puts a seed on the ground and then picks it up, is what Chayim Mishum Zorea. Do you say that it's right when the seed hits the ground, boom, you're already Chayiv, and there's no point at picking it up, that's it? Or do we say no, it's only after Hashrasha? Yes, even though the Hashrasha happens a couple days later, the roots of it are seen going back to the beginning act, and it's still attributed to you, but we don't say that is the malacha until the Hashrasha happens. If you pick it up, then it is not a malacha. So that's a discussion in general on Shabbos between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash in the Achrona. But this is about Zorea and Yatif, just covering with dirt. Would that be the malacha? The Gemara says, even if it would be, Tata Vashir, which the Gemara rejects. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, what's a different reason why it wouldn't have been in the Mishnah? We don't think the Mishnah would have been Lav Dafka. Amar Rava, Yesh Chilik Malachas B'Shabbos, Ve'ein Chilik Malachas. Maybe we hold this Mishnah holds that there is a chilik malachas of Shabbos, which is if I do 15 different malachas of Shabbos in one helam, I'm chayav for 15 different malachas. As long as if the helam is I didn't know it was Shabbos, that's one mistake. But if I knew it was Shabbos, but these were 15 different averos, so then this chilik malachas two different days. In Masechet Shabbos on Daf Ayin and elsewhere, what is the source for Chilik Malachas on Shabbos? But either way, whatever the source is, that's a special Shabbos source. The Ein Chilik Malachas Biyantif, and there wouldn't be. Maybe this opinion, this Mishnah holds that there is no Chilik of Malachas. If I do four Malachas of Yantif on it in one time, then I'm only chayav one, even if they're different Malachas. So that would be the case here. So even if you do Zareya and Choresh, still it would only be chayav one. Rashi points out that this would be, according to whichever man to amar, whatever the source is for chilek malachas on Shabbos. If you say it's lelav yatzis and lachalek yatzis related to that machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassim, we know one of the sources for Chilek Malachas is that since Havara is written out explicitly, why do you have to say Havara explicitly? Just to say it's included in Losasa Kol Malacha. So why is it written explicitly? To say, just like Havara is unique and it is Lachalek just for that one, so too all malachas have that. So if you have that, so you don't have that source by Yantif. And if you say the source is the others that are mentioned in Shabbos Daf Ayin, says the Rivan here. Remember we switched to the Rivan on a couple of days ago. Says the Rivan. So that also that the Me'achas Mehena, right? All of those do not appear by Yantif. Yantif Tachi of Malchus Huveins Dono Kares Imbo Chilek Malachas. So no matter which source you hold, if Chilek Malachas on Shabbos, you would not hold that on a Yantif. Interesting conceptually to think about if that is an opinion, as Rava says here, Conceptually, all the malachas of Shabbos are different shemos of Isser. There is chilik malachas on Shabbos. But on Yontif, it's more of one shem Isser. Ein chilik malachas b'yontif. That relates to the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban we mentioned recently about why the Isser malacha of Yontif, la'osasaka malacha, is that an Isser of lav shebeklalos. So one of the suggestions was that it's all one shem Isser. It's one theme, 35, whatever it is, ways of doing the same Isser, but that could be why, conceptually, Yontif is one idea, while Shabbos is not. So, that's what Rava suggests, is the opinion of our Mishnah, and that's why it doesn't say Zorei in our Mishnah. Amar Lei, Adatehe, good, okay, I accept that that is the answer. Eis ve'abayo, is that really true? Our Mishnah says, there's no chilek malachas on Yontif, ve'ein chilek malachas b'yontif atzinhan. But what about the Mishnah in that we learned about, discussed in Maseches Beitza, Vatznan, a Mavashel, Gid Bechalav, Viyantif, Va'achlo? If somebody cooks a Gid Anasha in milk on Yantif and eats it, how many Malkas does he get? Loka Chamesh. He gets 5 Malkas. Loka Mishum, Ochel Gid, the Isra of eating Gid Anasha. But Loka Mishum, Mavashel, Viyantif, Shelo Litzarech, right? Bishl on Yantif is only Mutter Litzarech Achal Nefesh. If it's not Lutzarech Chol Nefesh, then it's Aser Doraisa. So, Shalom Lutzarech. The Loka Mishum Mivashel Gid B'chalav. The Isser of cooking Basa B'chalav. Right? This is assuming the opinion of Yesh B'gidim and Osei Tam, as the Rivan quotes from the Gemara in Chulin. The Loka Mishum Ochel Basa B'chalav. The Loka Mishum Havara. And the Isser of lighting a fire, Shalom Lutzarech. On Yatif. So what do you have here? You have the Isser of cooking on Yontif, you have Isser of lighting a fire on Yontif. V'imisa mishum havara lo machayev, dochayev bichayev le mishum mishulo. But one second, if these mishnayos, if the opinions are that we hold that there is no chilek malachas on Yontif, so why would you be chayev for 2 of the malachas of Yontif in this regard? That's the kasha. V'imisa, why do you say that? So it's okay, fine, switch it. Afik havara, take out havara over there. V'ayel get anosha shel nevela. Maybe it will be it's nevela, not the take out the havara one, and therefore you get another avera for eating a nevela. Once we talk about get anosha, again, there's so much to talk about in the world of get anosha. Just to mention 2 of the sources that we like to mention often. One of them is the Rambam, I think we mentioned recently, I don't remember, but again, one of these Rambams that we should mention over and over again, because it's one of the Yesodos HaEmuna, and it's by Gid Hanasha. The Rambam writes in Chulin, in the Pirush Mishnayos on Daf Kuf, where the Gemara has a machlokas, whether Gid Hanasha applies to non-kosher animals. The Tanakama holds there that it only applies to kosher animals, and it does not apply to non-kosher animals. No egibit to harbin, no egibit to meya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it even applies to tameya. And Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya that the brothers did not eat Gid Hanasha, even though they ate not kosher. Answer the Chachamim. B'Sinai Ne'amar, Ela Shenechta Bimkomo. It was said at Har Sinai, but it was just written in its place. What does that mean? Major machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi there in Chulin Daf Kuf, each one is very mechudash. Rashi says, what does that mean? Amrulo, Pasuk Zeshe, his hero love, B'Sinai Ne'amar, V'ad Sinai Lohuzharu. Rashi says, the brothers ate Gid Hanasha. They weren't Muzhar in it. Ela, you read the Pasuk in Vayishlach, it says, Alken lo yochlu, that was put in by Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. Ela shenechta bimkomo la'achar shenemar b'Sinai. V'kasa v'sider Moshe es ha-Torah. Kasa v'mikrazeh la'maisa. Alken uzru b'nei Yisrael. Acharechein shelo yochlu gid. Not the b'nei Yisrael, then the shvatim. Lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael later on after Rabbi Har Sinai wouldn't eat the gid. So that's the Chiddush Gadol of Rashi, that the brothers did eat Gid Hanasha. Right? And that's why if you read the Psukim, it sounds a little bit like Rashi, that you get the sense that there was like a narrator talking, that it was a Pasuk that was stuck in afterwards, but not during the story. The Rambam does not give that pshat. The Rambam says, as we have quoted, V'sim libcha le'ikra gadol hanechla b'mishnah azos. Listen to the yesod that is in this Mishnah, tucked away about Gid Hanasha. V'uma sha'amar misina ne'asar, l'fisha atahare soladas, shekol ma'ashanu marchikim, o osim hayom. Everything that we do or not do today, says the Rambam. Ein anu osin el b'mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shalom. Why do we do everything? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar zeh le'neviim shelefanav. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told any of the Neviim beforehand. She'ein anu ochlin evir menachai, for example. Why don't we eat evir menachai? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach and B'nei Noach not to eat evir menachai? No. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to repeat that and to reiterate it at Har Sinai. Uchemochin eno moin mipnei Avram Avido Lavashal mo atzmo va'anshe beso elu avnei shakadosh baruch hu tziva osan de Moshe Rabbeinu shenimo. In other words, and this is what we've quoted in the past, the Rambam is machalik here between the history of a mitzvah and the reason mitzvahs are applicable upon us. Why are mitzvahs applicable upon us? Why do we have to do mitzvahs? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai to do the mitzvahs. But there's the history of the mitzvah beforehand. But the reason that we have to do mitzvahs is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. And he brings a raya from the Gemara that we're going to have in 2 days from now, right on the bottom of tomorrow's daf, Chaf Gimel on the base. The Gemara says, how many mitzvahs do we get from our Sinai? Taryag, 613. Doesn't say that we got 606 with 7 holdovers, because all the mitzvahs are given at our Sinai. And that's why we've quoted in the past, that's why the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Avel, that even though the brothers sat Shiva for their father for 7 days, but still, the Midaraisa, we hold Avelus is only Daraisa for 1 day. How does that work? The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Nitzna Torah, Benizchatsha Halacha. The Torah was given, Halacha is renewed, and therefore there can be differences in Halacha between before Har Sinai and after Har Sinai. And that's the history of the mitzvah, but the reason the mitzvah is applicable upon us is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai. Point number one. The other point to mention about Gid Hanoshe is the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Gimel. Sefer Chinuch, the only three mitzvahs in all of Sefer Bereishis. The mitzvah Gimel, he talks about the Isser of eating Gid Hanoshe. What's the message of Gid Hanoshe? Says the Sefer Chinuch, Misharshe Mitzvah Zu. Kidei Shetiyah Remez Li Yisrael. Sha'af Al Pi Sheyispelu Tzaros Rabos Begalios. Even though we're going to have a lot of Tzaros and Galos, we're going to fight a lot of nations like Tzaros Shal Esav. Miyad Ha'amim Uyad Bnei Esav. Shiyu Betuchim Shalo Yovedu. Realize, have bitachon. Gid Hanoshe is about bitachon. Elo la'olam ya'amod zaram ushmam. You might limp away, but you're going to survive. Vayavo lohem goel biyagalem biyadzar. Ubezachram tamid yin yedzeh ha'idei ha'mitzvah. Jatil zikaron yamdu be'munasam ubitzidkasam la'olam. Through this mitzvah, they will be strong in their emunah. V'ramazeh v'remezehu lefisha osa malach shenilcham v'myakav avinu sheba v'kabal shal yasaro shal esav. Ratzala akrul Yaakov min olam. He wanted to destroy. V'lo yachalo. He wasn't able to. V'tziro. V'digiyas hayarech. He hurt him. He wounded him. V'chein zaro esam mitzar lezera Yaakov. So to the chidach says, that's what they do for thousands of years. Ula basof, tielem Yeshua mehem. But there will come a time when we will have a Yeshua. Kemoshe batzinu ba'av. Just like the banim, I saw avo simon labanim. Just like by the av, there was zorchalo hashemesh lerefuaso v'no shemin hatzar ken yizrach lanu hashemesh al mashiach v'yirpeinu mitzareinu v'yigaleinu amen v'mehera v'yamenu. Amazing. He has to add that in, right? He says he should give us that geula v'mehera v'yamenu, right? We mentioned years ago the Rambam in Hilchos Parah, where the Rambam quotes the Mishnah from Maseches Parah that there are going to be 10 paradumas in history. There was one being Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was 8. Vizman Bayesheni, and the 10th one's going to come with Mashiach, the Rambam adds in Mehera Yigala. And we know that the Rambam in Mishnah Torah doesn't add any extra words. He doesn't end off like our drushes. Be'er v'yamein amen. Right? He doesn't say that. This is the Rambam talking. And he puts in Mehera Yigala, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, because the Rambam can't mention Mashiach or something related to Geula without emotionally coming out Mehera Yigala. And that's why he has to put that in to the Mishnah Torah, even though it is somewhat halachically, you might say not needed. But that is the message of Gid Hanoshe. Moshe Feinstein writes in the Drash Moshe, also in Parshas Vayishlach, that this is interesting. This is the only time that we have a zecher of the Rabbanan to remember something by not doing something. Right, usually you have to do to Halakas Deiros and Hanukkah and Megillah and Lechem Mishnah and all the mitzvahs that we have, mitzvahs to Rabbanan. And here all of a sudden we have a takana sheva al ta, It's not only Rabbanan are most of the times that many of the times that we're supposed to remember things, but even on a Daraisa level, right? We have the mitzvahs of a zecher to most of the events that occurred. But most of them are doing something. This is not doing something. Masha zecher l'neis di Yaakov shenatzach hazamalach hubisr achila. It's a good anoshe. V'yalta has a hipuch. So says Reb Moshe, based on the chinuch, he doesn't quote it, but based on the chinuch, because really we'd rather not have this. Yes, it's a zeich that Hashem will give us a redemption and a geula, But not that we'd rather not be in the situation. Sha'av shalamod b'nisyonos ha'galos hu davar gadol ma'od v'yeschar harbe alzeh aval yoser arinu rotzim shalo yizdamin lanu nisyonos. We'd rather not have the nisyonos, and we'd rather not have the gula. V'lechein av ezech le'yizeh be'iser v'lo b'maisa l'horo sha'av shi'in gadol ma'od ein anu rotzim v'zeh. So that is the Rav Moshe's interesting Hosafa to the idea of the chinuch. Okay, so we mentioned why isn't Zoreah Biyantif in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah holds Ein Chilik Malachas Biyantif. Aye, what about the source about Gid? So we took out Havara and we put in Gid Harasha of Nevela. Says the Gemara Vatani Rebichia Lokeshtayim. Now we're back in the Gemara. Lokeshtayim Malachilaso Veshalosh Abishulo. But though we have a Brisa that says that really there are two eating problems in the case and three cooking problems. The Isa, and if you put in the Nevela, and you say the problem is the nevela, shalosh alachilasa hu chayev. So that's three on eating. So you can't put the eating one in, so you can take out a var, but put something else in. So we're saying, okay, fine. Ela afik havara va'ayil atse ashera. Put in atse ashera. You cooked with using atse ashera wood. Wood of an ashera tree. V'yazharte me'acha v'lo yitzak b'yadcham me'uma menacher megomer. So that's what, that's three then on the bishul. Amalei, stop there for a minute. Again, Ashera is the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, and we often like to mention the important message of the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Shoftim, where he discusses why is it so important not to have an Ashera in general, obviously a tree of Avodah Zarah, but not next to the Mizbeach. That's what the Torah emphasizes. Losita l'cha Ashera kol eitz, not only Ashera, any tree. Ha'inyan, says the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma in Parshas Shoftim has a number of major Yesodos HaEmuna. Right? I mean, obviously there's a lot of mitzvahs in Parshas Shoftim, but he has a number of Yesodos HaEmuna there in Parshas Shoftim. Says the Meshech Chachma, Ha'inyan, ki ar karbanos af ki heim achila gadol me'atorah, v'atorah karasam lachmi li'ishai, pa'amim rabos, v'chol zos noda lanu adover mitzad ha'muskal, ki abore kol enoniza me'uma. Even though karbanos play a major part in the Torah, a major percentage of the mitzvos, we know, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets nothing out of the karbanos. Ve'nosef boshum shleimus chalila mipu'ulos hanivraim. He does it, it's not a gift that we're giving him. Just like before the carbon, after the carbon, Hashem is unchanging. It's all secret how it works exactly. We don't know. And that's why the Gemara says at the end of Menachas Daf Kofiud Ben Azai points out that throughout the Parsha of Karbanos, it doesn't say Kel or Elohim. It's always Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Ha Yehovah V'yeh. Independence. Don't think that we're giving something to Hashem and he's getting something out of it. No. V'im Kein, says the Meshech Chachma, Lo Yitachin B'Seicha Leimark Yu Mekabal Azanav Oto There's something that we give and he grows or he gets something. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's why the Mizbeach has to be out of stone. Because stone does not move. Stone is, you can't do anything. You water stone, nothing happens. That's the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unchanging. And don't put trees next to it. Because trees give off the impression you water it and it grows. We don't want that near the Mizbeach. Lisbonin, Kemosha Mizbeach, Maka Makarbanos, who dover she'eno nizon, the ain't sorach lamaimu mazon, can call in your carbonos, who low lisibas hazana vatosefes, bishle muso clow. Lazanemar, lositilacha ashera, call eights. That's why ashera is excluded, among other trees, but that is the Meshech Chachma. Continuing, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, take out Havara, put in Atzei Ashera. That's the other Isser that you did by cooking. Getting Hana'ah from Avodah Zarah. Separate Isser. You brought it into your house. You can't bring it into your house. So Ella, meaning she should get another Isser listed. Ella Hachasodo. So take that back. Hachamai Eskida could go to Bishlu Ba'atzei Hektish. Next choice. You cooked with hektish wood, so the isra meila v'yasarte mehacha v'asheriantis refun be'eish losasun kein l'ashem alokeichem. So we're not allowed to use atzei hektish, and that is the isser that is included. The Aruch Haner here points out that the Rambam holds in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah that if somebody cooks with atzei hektish, then one is chayiv malchus. Says the Aruch Haner. But wait a minute, let me just find this Aruch Haner. Which piece is it? Says the Aruch Lener, Mizeh Nira, Da Asori Vatzeh Hekter Shloka, V'chein Pasek Amarabam, Yisod Yatorah Vav Zayin. Achein Kashalo, De'im Zeh Bechlal Osasun, Eich Sarfu Atzeh HaMaracha. So how did they ever use regular wood in the Beis HaMikdash? If they burn Atzeh HaMaracha, but before they start burning it, it is not Dwitzva yet. And he says, V'ein Lomar, De Mitzvasam Bekach. How can they do this? Because he quotes the Gemara in Psachim. But either way, he says it must be that the Isser of using Atzei Hekdesh only applies where it was ra'ui to be used for other purposes. But if not, so then there wouldn't be an Isser. Says the Aruch Laner, the answer for the Rambam, is, let me just find his Lashon. L'chein nira l'aniyaz da'iti, da'asharas sorif atzei hektesh eino rak b'sorif eitzim she'enam omdim l'sreifa. K'gon eitzim shel klei ha-migdash, o shel binyin, d'zeh ha-vidum yad asherim t'sreifum ba'esh. D'gam ha-sheiris lo yomdim lo d'yavad azar alios t'sreifin. Aval eitzim ha-omdim l'sreifa, b'zeh leka asar ha-milah sasun, after lo re'isi chilek zeh, b'feirish b'kom ha-kom aniyaz da'iti mukhrachu, says the Aruch Laner, and therefore, it's only if it's eino omdim l'sreifa, would you have the Isser. Weiter. Simon Shanvai Shanaz. We have a simon for the next people talking. We're going to ask a number of questions now without answers. The Tosas points out that the answer must be like what we said before, a ton of Ashir. Maskavlar of Oshia of Alekshav Nami Azariya Benachal Eisan. What about the Isser of planting in a Nachal Eisan? Let's say you could, maybe you'll be doing this whole action. Why did the Mishnah list this off? You're in an air in a Nachal where there was an Egla Rufa, the anonymous corpse ceremony, and now it's Usser to be Zoreya or to be Choresh there. To work the land, right? So why don't you say that why would that be included? That's another example. So again, the answer would be Tana Vishir. Let's continue. And then we will, this is an important discussion on this. The Sefer Chiddush uses this Isser. Interesting, the Torah says, Asher lo yaved bov lo yizareya. So isn't that two Isserim? And yet it's the Gemara only asks here, you should be chayev one more. What do you mean? There should be two more, not one more. The Rambam and the Chiddush and others, all only quote one Isser when it comes to this Avera. Mr. Tufkof Laman Aleph, just read it from the Chinuch, Shenim Nanumi Lavod Velizroa Benachal Eisan. And again, why? Because we want to publicize the terrible tragedy that occurred, the Alpha Bishakhtil Mala, and even though Mitzvah Zegla Ruf is only knowing Ebizman Abayis, if we knew what an Achal Eisan is today, that Isser would apply today, if we knew what it was. But then, the Echidach says, V'overal Zeh, V'zara B'Achal Eisan, Chayim Malkus, V'chein Amru Zechorna Levracha, Makas Chav Beis, K'shezach Rosham V'chui Ve Malkus, Amru V'ha'ika Zoreh B'Achal Eisan. Hidei Yisbar Lonu Mizeh, Shezeh Shamar HaKasav, Lo Yaveh Lo Yizareya, Hakol Azhara Achas. Klamar Shehoveh V'Azareya Sham Lo Avar,
Why, says the Shar HaMelech? Because it's one real Isser of Avoda. There are many different ways to do it. Yizareya is just an example of that, but the Isser is really just an Isser of Avoda. Maskav l'Rav Chananya, v'lechshom nami. So another one that could be in the Mishnah. Hamochik as Hashem b'alichaso. Let's say there's a kli that has Shem Hashem on it. Then as you're plowing, you erase it. Another issue you could do. V'yazhar tebe'acha, v'yibate b'shemam v'gomer. Losas again, l'Hashem alokeichem. Maskav l'Rav Yavo, v'lechshom nami, akotei tes beherta. What if somebody cuts off a beheris? How does that work? Somehow while plowing, in the act of plowing, one cuts off the beheris. V'yazhar tebe'acha, hishamer b'negat saras. Right, so that's also, and it says, all right, Hishamer is a lo sase, Hishamer pen alur lo. So, we should say there also that the Isser would be violated, and you should get another Malkus, right? The Ritva says, Kugo chakotitso bimachresha bishas hacharisha. Somehow you have a mitzorah there, and you're cutting it off. Ask the Aruch Laner, what's that, saras? But didn't we just say that in the Mishnah that we're also talking about a Nazir? The days of Tzaraz, the day of person's Mitzorah, doesn't count for his days of Nazirus. So how do you have both? Mitzorah and Nazir. Says the Aruch Laner, Ein lahachos dimke Mitzorah hu eich yischaif shum yishim Nazir. Kiva darmina benazir de ein yamei chaluto olon laminyan Nazirus. V'yankik shiach shum Mitzorah yivsar lav de Nazir. So says the Aruch Laner, two answers. Either, even though it doesn't count, he's still Muzhar Mishum Tuma, number one, or number two, maybe he's talking about he is plowing somebody else's Mitzorah off, not his own. And therefore, that would also be a way out. Weiter. Maskav La Abaya.
V'lechshov nami hameziach hachoshen me'al ha'efod. We know the Yisurim in Parshat Tetzaveh. What about loosening the choshen from the ephod? The choshen has to stay on the ephod as one unit after they are put together. If they wave and one moves them, so that is the Issa Daraisa. Vameser Badi Aron. Or if somebody removes the badim of the Aron, also an Issa Daraisa, quoted by the Monia Mitzvahs. Yes, Harte Meachal, Yasuru, Velo Yizach HaChoshen. So, what about those? What exactly is the case? What's the case here? So if I had the tsaras, you could cut off the tsaras with a plow. What do you do here? So here the Ritva says, a chiddush, which the Aruch HaNer does not like. Pirish says the Ritva, what's the case? Umishkachas lo b'charisha zu, kigon sheheisir badi aron l'acharoshban. I remove the badim in order to use them for charisha. V'kol sha'a shechoresh bahem, ve'eno machziran la'aron over mishum lo yasur mimenu. An amazing chiddush, if I took out the badim and I'm using them, every second that I don't put them back, I'm still violating. It is a continuous avera. Even though I'm getting not nana. And also, so he quotes that I did something beforehand and the Isser continues. The Aruch HaNer says, but that's not Mishum the Charisha. And how can you say that? The second you took it out from the Aron, so that's the Isser. What do you mean it continues? It doesn't continue. You've already done it. It's a Maisa Vera. It's not in the Chefza. It's in the Gavra. So says the Aruch HaNer, okay, I have to figure out a case where it's also through the plowing. Lule pirusho ainir ladasati lefarish deparach meizich meisir kamo deparach beinach shemochi gashem balichaso okatet veheres kamochi yish lefarish. What's the case? The hizich achoshen al yedei hamachresha umishkachas kain. What happened? Kagod shekohen gadol beesho hayalavush bigdei kahuna letzorach avoda. When he's wearing all the bigdei kahuna. A kohen is plowing. The kohen gadol is standing right next to the cemetery, and the plow, maybe the vibrations, made the choshen shake off. How'd he do that? Somehow the aron was near the cemetery, and the plowing, during the plowing, you move the badim out. So these are all cases that, again, the Aruch HaNer is trying hard, like the Ritva did earlier. The Ritva didn't want to accept other kind of cases, like the Aruch HaNer said, but they're all trying to find cases that would be from the Charisha itself. Says the Gemara, Maska v'larav Ashi, v'lechshom nam yachorish ba'atze ashera. What about plowing with an atze ashera? Meaning they're part of the kli machresha was made with ashera wood. V'yazhar temehacha, v'lo yidbak b'yadchem u'ma v'gomer. Maska v'larav ina, v'lechshom nam yachotzeitz ilonos tovos. What about baltashkes? What if you are plowing and you're cutting down good trees? V'yazharte mehacha kimi menu tochel v'oso lo sechros. Right, that we know the Isser Daraisa counted of baltashkes. So why isn't that included? So again, none of these are none of the Gemara doesn't give answers to any of these questions. And Tosa says that maybe we could all relate it back to the Tana v'shir. Baltashkes is also a major sugi, as we've noted. The Sefer Achinuch quotes, unlike other Rishonim or Achronim, you know, what the Mahus of Baltashkes, is it purely about the Hana'a that is lacking? I am destroying the benefit that I could get? Or is it something more that it is the Maisa of Hashchasa itself that is pernicious to my Neshama? The Achronim note that maybe these are the two Deis in Rashi in Tainas Adaf Chafim Abeis. The Gemara there tells a story of the Asur and Amora that every Friday afternoon he sent a shliach to the shuk. The chol yarka dahavi payish lehu leginoi, zavinle, and any vegetable that the sellers had left over in their shuk, he used to buy it. He didn't want the sellers to have anything left over because he wanted to make sure they brought the same amount the following week. So anything they had left over, they bought, v'shadi le'lenara, and he threw it in the river. Threw it in the river. Ask the Gemara, v'lis ve'lanim, why did he give it to the poor people? Zimnin to samcha daitayu v'losi the mitzvah. No, because then they're going to think that, oh, there's always going to be something left over. He didn't want the aniyim to rely on that, because sometimes there's not going to be anything left over. Says the Gemara, v'lishte le'behema, so why didn't he at least throw it in the river? Just give it to animals. Right? Kasavar machal adam ein machilin le'behema.
he felt that something that was edible, that was usable for people, better not to give it for the animals, but what? But throw it in the river? Why throwing it in the river? So Rashi says there, why throwing it, why is it better? Or say it this way, why can't you give it to animals? Mishum bizui ochlin, umechsi keboit betova, sheishpia kadosh baruch hu ba'olam. Number one, you're reflecting that you're rejecting God's gift. You're rejecting God's gift. How can you do that? Inami mishum dechasa Torah, mamona she Yisrael, vizorach lenar v'hochim l'makam acher, umotzin osam b'nei adam v'ochlin. If you throw it in the river, it's going to go for people. It's going to go for people, right? And the first day is that, no, you're doing something that inherently is abhorrent because you're destroying something that Hashem gave you, right? So that those 2 days might be connected to the different opinions of how we look at Baal Tashkos. Again, Baal Tashkos is a very big sugya. Again, our Gemara is talking about trees. That's for sure Daraisa. Anything other than trees is a discussion. It sounds like it's Daraisa from various Gemaras. The Rambam is not so clear. The Rambam seems to say it's Daraisa, but then he says it is Makas Mardus. The Rambam says in Ilchos Malachim in Perek Vav, after quoting the Isser, he says, "V'loha ilanos bilvad elakol amashaber kalim v'korea begadim v'horeis binyan." Anybody destroys anything for no reason, u'ma'abin ma'acholos derech hashkasa over below tashchis. Tadisa daraisa ve'eno loke elamakas mardus midivrehem. So that's what's not clear. Why would you get makas mardus if it is din daraisa daraisa? But that is what the Rambam says. Okay. Vaita, let's continue the last section before the Mishnah. Amalei Rebbe Zira LeRebbe, Mani Velechshov Nami Kagon Da'amar Shvuah Shlo Echosh BeYamtiv. What if somebody took a shvuah that they're not allowed to plow on Yamtiv? So not allowed to plow on Yamtiv. See here, so that's violating the shvuah. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam Lo Kachal Shvuah Mushba V'Yomim Me'Ar Sinaihu. The shvuah is not chal there. We know the principle. You're mushba from Har Sinai that you're not allowed to plow anyway. So what, you're going to add on to that? It's mushba Me'Har Sinai, as we just discussed for the Rambam. It all goes back to Har Sinai. Amar Lei, no. Kegon to Amar, shvuah shalo echrosh bein b'chol bein b'yantif. What if somebody took a shvuah they're not going to plow at all, even on weekday? The migu de chala alei shvuah bechol, chala alei nami b'yantif. So that shvuah is chal, because that's an iser kolel, right? It's more inclusive. Right, there are more days that are included. And once it's chal on the, I shouldn't say that. It's similar to, it is Sirkola. That it's migu, that it's chal on the weekdays, it's also chal on the yantav. But either way, this is a question. So why don't we say this is also an Easter that he could be violating? Why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Answer, midid isa b'she'ela loktani. Anything that could be undone, so the Mishnah didn't want to get into. And because a nether can be undone, then it won't be vada yechiyah malchus, and therefore it's not mentioned. Says the Gemara of Elo, really? Anything that can be undone is not going to be listed. Vahare hektish. Hektish is in the Mishnah, right? The animals were mukdashin. Can that be undone? Bibachor. We're talking about firstborn. So firstborns are kadosh meirechem. So that can't be undone. You weren't mukdash it. Vahare nazir. What about a nazir? A nazir is an example of a nether. And you could be shoal on your naziris. Benazir shimshon. Nazir Shimshon. Therefore, what's a Nazir Shimshon? Rivan al yidei malach. Kibel Nizirus alav. Right, Shimshon got it through a malach who told his father, Manoach, and his mother, Tzalaponis, right, this is what he is going to be. Dahu ein lo she'ela, says the Rivan, ditzivui shelamalahu. There's no she'ela on that. That's also a day in the Meiri, also quotes that there is no she'ela on Naziris of Shimshon. The problem is, before that, first the Rivan quotes another day of the last couple of skinny lines. V'istam afarshi nazir shimshon doesn't mean from a malach. It just means nazir min habeten. But v'kashalon hahinam b'sheila isa. If it's min habeten, you should be able to be shoal on that shahare aviv yachol yishololav. If you don't mase aviv b'sheila miyahavei b'ahushaita. Right? So therefore he doesn't like that pshah, because if it's just nazir min beten, not nazir min hamalach, so then we would say that it is isa Bisha Ela. The Gevura Sari here is bothered also. The Gemara is clear in Nazir that you could just be Makabal Nazir Shimshon if you want. You don't need a Malach. You don't need a father. Just a person's Makabal Nazir Shimshon. So, you know, I don't understand why you have to come up with all of these other Pshatim. Okay. Vaiter, we continue. Nazir, says the Gemara, Shimshon, Bartmiya Melemesimhu. 1 second, the Mishnah says one of the Yisurim is a Kohen and a Nazir in a Beis HaTuma. But if it's another Shimshon, he's allowed to become Tamei Mase, right? Another Shimshon only has 2 out of 3. So, Ella, Haitana, Isser, Kolel, Lesle. Oh, so going back to the three lines that we just said before, what original question are we trying to answer? Talking about why Shvua Shalo Echrosh Bechol Ubiyatav is not in the Mishnah? That's based on Isser Kolel, says the Gemara. Maybe this opinion does not hold that an Isser Kolel works. Meaning, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, even if it is more inclusive, we do not say that it works. Period. Amar Rav Oshia, Hamarbia Shor Psulei Mukdashim Loke. Our girsa is shnayim. We have the word shnayim. If somebody is marbia, somebody crossbreeds a sharp sulei mekdashin with any other animal, it gets double malchus, or Tosfos and the Ritva don't have that girsa, but let's just do the next line and then we'll talk about it. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, hamanig sharp sulei mekdashim loke. If somebody is manhig, somebody leads sharp sulei mekdashim, maybe with another animal, loke shahari guf echad huva, so akasav kishtei gufim, because it's really one body, but the Torah made it into two bodies. What exactly does that mean? Rivan and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rivan says it's chulin and kachim. So it's a chulin kachim animal. So if you work it or you breed it with chulin, it's kilayim with the kachim. If you breed it with kachim, it's kilayim with the chulin. Chiddush gadol, the Rivan comes up with the idea that there's kilayim in chulin and hektish. The Rabbeinu Tam says no. It's just that if psulei mukdashin are treated in the Torah, it's called katsvi v'cha'ayol. So the Torah specifically gives that definition and comparison, and that's what it means. You might have read the Rambam, though. You might have read the Gemara, though, as marbia and manhig with another animal. But that's not how the Rambam understands it. The Rambam says about sharp psulei mukdashim, it's one animal. One animal, says the Rambam, in Hilchos Kilayim, in Perek Tes. Behemas psulei mukdashim. Afal pishu hi guf echad, asa hakasuf bishnei gufin. The Torah made it as if it's two bodies. Mipnei shahaisa kodesh v'nasas kikodesh ukechol muravin zebazeh. It's psulei mukdashim, so it was kodesh, and it still has some vestiges of that status. Isser begiza ubavoda, but it's also chulin. And it's mu'urav zebazeh. V'nipses behemazu ke behema tmeya imatahora. Ha mu'uravin ke echad, and we know from there, that's... That's kelayim. Lefichah chachorish psulei mukdashim ohamarbia harizeloke mishum kelayim ve'isur zeh midivrei Kabbalah, says the Rambam. The Ravid there says ein anu ein biyadenu ella kechaya im behema shay asa kitzvi v'chayo. But the Kesavishna points out that the machlokas Rambam Ravid seems to be the machlokas the Rivan and Rabbeinu Tam in our Gemara. Okay, we continue. Kama Malkinoso, here we go. Maybe we started off with what gets Malkus. Now we talk about Malkus. Kama Malkinoso Arba B'chasar Achas, Shneamar 39. B'mispar Arba'im, Minyan Shehu Samach La'Arba'im. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to darshan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Arba'im, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, 40, Shlemos, Huloke. Vehechan Huloke, Sayasera. Where does he get the extra one? Which part of the body? Beg Tefav, between his shoulders. We'll see where the others come. Ein Om Demoso Ela B'makas Aruil Slish Talesh. All malchus have to be divisible by three, because there are three spots on the body that that a person gets hit with, so it has to be divisible. Amdul kabel arba'im v'loke mixas, if he starts getting, and then he gets some v'amdu, and they realize he's going to die. Shein yochel kabel arba'im, if he gets more, he's going to die, patur, so then he does not have to get any more. If he didn't get any, the Rivan notes, then he's not niftar yet. Then you have to wait till he gets better and stronger, and then give him. But the Ramban and the Meiri also say here you have to stop though by someone that's divisible by three. You have to stop. Mistama, they wouldn't say that if it's pikuach nefesh even to get one more. Amdu lekabel shmona asrei mishalaka amdu sheyachol lekabel arba and potter. But the other way works for his benefit. If they think he could only handle less, and then eventually they see he's strong and he can handle more, we don't say that you give him more. Once he was supposed to get a certain amount, that's it. My taima, so where did 39 come from? Iksiv arba'im bimispar, havamina arba'im biminyana. 40, the number. Hashta dechsiv bimispar arba'im, minyan shu sochem eshar arba'im. The number that we say 40 afterwards, which means the number 39. Period. There is a Chiddush Gadol. The Ritva says that 39 is Halacha Moshe Misinai, but there is a Chiddush Gadol on the Rambam. At least the way the Rambam could be understood. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph seems to say that giving 39 is a din derabanan. Ketan Malkas v'chui Malkas. How do you give Malkas? Kvi Kocho Shneamar Kadei Rishos Al Bemispar V'zeh Shneamar Arba'im. Shein Mosif and Al Horaboim Afilu Ayachazaku Bari Kishimshon. Don't give more than 40. Al Pochsin Lechalash, Shein Yaka Lechalash Makarabba Vavadi Omeis. Lefichach, here are the two words, Amru Chachamim. Shafilu Habari Biyoser. Makanoso Shloshim Matesha. The rabbis say that even if he's very strong, you only give 39. Shem Yosef Lo Achas Nimse Shloiko El Arboim Haruuyos Lo. So if you read Mosef one more, it'll come out that it'll be 40 Haroi Lo, but the Chachamim say 39. That's how the Rambam understands the following Gemara. The Gemara was about to say the Chachamim did it, but Pashas we say it's Daraisa. The Menachas Chinuch in Tavkuf Sadidal and others all discuss this Rambam. Amar Rava, Kama Tipshoi Sharinchi, how foolish are people to Kami Mikami Sefer Torah Velo Kami Mikami Gava Rava. They stand up in front of a Sefer Torah and not in front of a great rabbi. What do you mean? Great rabbis are greater than a Sefer Torah? Dilo b'Sefer Torah k'sev arba'im v'asru rabbanan v'asru chad. You see, the rabbis are, so to speak, more powerful than the Torah itself, because the Torah says 40, and the rabbis knocked it down to 30 to 39. A story that we mention often from the Ustrav Sir and Reb Chaim Ozer. They were both in vacationing somewhere together, and the Reb Chaim Ozer, the Achiezer, says, you know, you don't want to say the Dvar Torah. You don't want to say the Dvar Torah. You know, you're a Gavar Rabba. You should say the Dvar Torah. So Astrosser says, I'm not a Gavar Rabba. Let me tell you what a Gavar Rabba is. He quoted this Gemara, and he says, they should stand up in front of a Gavar Rabba. The question is, why did this Gemara quote the Raya that the Rabbanan could take, are more powerful than the Torah, from Makkos? 40 to 39. There's an earlier time in the Torah that the Rabbanan also round down. Right? Shavuos. 50 to 49, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. So why do you quote a pasuk all the way at the end of the Torah in Kiseitse? If it's just about the power of the Rabbanan to reinterpret the Torah. It says the Ostrovser, no. There's something deeper here. It's not just about taking away one from the Torah, but it's removing the pain of a fellow Jew. That's what a Gavar Rabba is. Gavar Rabba is a fellow, even one that's Chayav Malkus. But if you take off one lash from a fellow Jew, that's what a Gavar Rabba is. That's what the Ustrovser told the Achiezer. Okay, that's the Agadic part of the line. The Halachic part of the line, the Rishonim and Kiddushin on Daf Lama Gimel discussed there, it seems like a Sefer Torah does get more coven than a Talmud Chacham, but the Rishonim there discussed it. Feel free to look in the Ran and the Tos Rosh and others. Vayter Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Shleimos v'chule. Rabbi Yehuda says 40. Omer Rabbi Yisrael by Tavidur Yehuda. Dechsev ma hamakos ha'ela ben yadecha. They were told, the Navi Sheker was told, what are these wounds between your hands? V'amar Asher hukesi beis ma'ahavai. I got it from the Sanhedrin. Right, and therefore you see, it's a serious makas. The one between yadecha, which is between his shoulders. That's the extra one that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned before. V'rabana, what would they do with this pasik? That's not talking about anything with Sanhedrin. That's talking about, you know, hits that somebody gets, you know, that's not life-threatening, that he gets hit. If a child is misbehaving, but not related to the Sanhedrin. Ain't no ella bimakos harios v'chulu, laka in lo laka lo. Only if he got Malkus do we say you stop in the middle, as we said in the Mishnah. But if he didn't get any yet, no, then you have to just wait till he gets better. V'raminu, amdu l'kabal arboim, v'chazru v'amdu she'en yochal l'kabal arboim pater. If they thought he would get 40, then he changed his mind, he's pater. Amdu l'kabal shmon asrei, v'chazru amdu she'yochal l'kabal arboim pater. And there it's mashma, even if he didn't get any. What do you mean? I thought the Mishnah sounded like he had to get some. Amrev Sheish is Lokasha. Ha da Abdu Liyome. Ha da Abdu Lamachar Liyome Ukhra. Depends if they did the Umdana the same day. If they did the same day, then we could disregard the first one, because we could assume that the first one was just mistaken. But if they did it another day, so then that would be different, and then we would have to take both into account. The Rivan here has a long discussion with two dayas here, exactly how that works with the Mishnah and the Raisa, but we're not going to go into the details right now, but either way, that's the chilek. Says the Mishnah, Over Avera Sheish Bashnei Lavin, Amduhu Omid Echad, Loke Upater. Somebody did two Averas. If he had one Umduna for both Averos, so then, fine, one Umduna, he gets Malkas and he's Pater. The Imla, but if they only took into account one, and they had one Umduna for one, so then Loke, Umisrabet, Vachozer Veloke, and then he'll have to get better, and then you deal with the other one. Says the Gemara Vatanya in Umdin, Omid Echad, Shei Lavin. Well, you always have to do separately. You can't just, because the person did two Averas, he gets to count both.
If somebody gets 42 because they were omade him for both, that's okay, because 3 is the minimum that could be used for the count. But if they did 41, then the 2 are just extra, and they would have to do a whole new malchus coming up for the next one. Period. Kates and Malkano, so
How is Malchus performed? Kofido, so she has a vala amud. He puts his arms on an amud, helech vehelech, on either side. V'chazana kreses ochez v'gadav, and one of the gabayim of the bezdin holds onto his clothing. Im nikru nikru, v'im nifru nifrumu, and he tears it. Because it has to atru begalas libo, the lashes have to be on his skin based on a pasuk. For even asuna meachorav, and there's a stone behind that he's going to stand on. Chazak has a over the lava ritzu biado shel egel kfula echel l'shtayim shtayim larba, and he has a whip made out of a cow hide that's folded over to 2 to 4 ushtei ritzu shel chamar olus viordos ba, and there's also. The Gemara will talk about a little part of a donkey ritzua hide also coming out of it. Yada tefach v'rach b'tefach. Its handle is a tefach and the width is a tefach. V'rosh magas al pi kreso, and the length is so it wraps around to his stomach. That's how long it has to be. Umaka oso shlish milafanov shte yadus milacharov. A third is done on his chest and 2/3 on his back. Veinamaka oso la omiv lo yoshvela muta, and he's bent down. Shenemar vihipilo hashofet. Vamaka maka biyado achas b'chol kocho. He uses one hand with all his might. Vakore kore, and the psukim are read as he gets malchus. Imlo tishmar lasos v'gomer v'yifleshem esvakos chav esvakos v'gomer the chodot chiyas a mikra. And if you finish the psukim before they finish the malchus, you say it again. Ushmartem esedivrei abris hazos v'gomer. All of these, many of these have 13 words. And if somehow there's a mistake, they did the umdana, but he died unexpectedly, pater. That's not their fault. Right, Rashi says, the Rivan says, the Shliach Bezdinu, right? We learn back in the Mishnah in Daf Ches, in the first parak, the second parak, that they are excluded from Galus. Host of the Obritzu Achas Ameis. If the Shliach Bezdin added one on the Umid, he goes to Galus. Goes to Galus. Aye, the Rivan says, don't we learn elsewhere that if 10 people get hit, then even the last one's Pater? So says the Rashi, says the Rivan, no, that's because there he was already a Goses. Here he wasn't a Goses, therefore he's going to go to Galus. Because of this big discussion, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Beis, quotes this Mishnah, who messed up here? It was the Dayan, or was the Shliach Bezdin, right? So the Gemara there says it was the Dayan, and therefore we say Ein Shliach Levar Avera, and that's why the Shliach Bezdin is not going to go to Galus. But the question then is, so why doesn't the Dayan go to Galus? The Dayan is the one that messed up. So why doesn't the Dayan go to Galus? So there is a discussion of that in the Poskim. The Dvar Avram has beautiful answers where he discusses a couple of different answers. Number one, the Shliach Bezdin is for the whole Bezdin. So it's Ki'ilu, all Bezdin took part in this. So that's Miksas. It's like 10 people killed somebody, so that's going to be Pater, right? Many people that did it at once. Or the Shliach Bezdin is a Shliach for Kol Yisrael. And you can't leave, they're not per se themselves, they're representatives, and therefore they're not in the regular rules of Galus. Good. That's the Dvar Avram. Feel free to look it up. It's the Dvar Avram here. It is in, Shar Chelak Aleph Siman Chaf. Chelak Aleph Siman Chaf. Weiter. Niskalkel Bein Berei Bein Mayim Pater. The Tanna Kamma holds that if during the Malkus he somehow releases his waist, he's Pater, because then he's embarrassed enough, no more Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ho Ish Berei Vo Ish Mayim. A man, Merag Layim is not enough for embarrassment for a man, so it's only with Rei Vo Ish Mayim. Any type of little embarrassment is enough, and therefore we would stop the Malkus there. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue with the last two daf of Malkus coming up. And again, today's Yeshiva sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Asher Ruvein Ben Zev HaLevi, on the first yard side.